Hello, this is the exotic fan, Al speaking.
Hi, Al. I'm just wondering if you can help me out. I have a cockatiel that had egg binding, and she had, like, an egg collapsed in her last week, and she had a bit of fragment left inside her, which the vet thought she might have, like, pooped out, but she hasn't. So I've gone back, and they've done, like, gel to see if she'll, like, go into induced labor and poop it out, which she hasn't as well. And then I'm due today to go to back to the vet to have a... Sorry, I just need to find the word, the surgery to get the thing out. But my friend said that Brock works with you guys, and he's really, really good at surgery, and I should, like, also possibly, like, look into you guys. Like, I'm on the Gold Coast, but I've been going to the Unusual Pet Vet. But also, like, they're kind of very, like, they're quite expensive. So I just wanted to check to see if you guys would have, like, a similar price.
Sure. So, yeah. So, unfortunately, with the surgery, it's very hard to get an exact number of how much everything will be. With us, because you haven't been with us before, we would do like the consultation just to see, because like surgery isn't something that we would normally go to in certain situations, and so we'll do a full consultation just to do a health check and kind of get an idea of what is going on. In situations like this, you know, we can definitely go through to surgery, and surgery, depending on how long it takes, depending on you know, the recovery and the medications and everything like that, generally we estimate it'd be $1,000 ish, whether that's give or take a little bit, just depending. The vets will discuss all of that with you, just depending on their findings and everything like that. But we definitely can go through all of that with you guys if you wanted to get a second opinion. And we can get all of the history sent up from the Unusual Pet Vets just to check, you know, what they've gone through and that kind of thing. So if you did want to...
I was just going to, sorry, I meant to, like, drop her off at 9, like, right now this morning, but I also, like, was wanting to sort of, I don't really want her to have surgery, but I guess if that's, like, the only kind of option. They have quoted me, like, I've already been to them, like, twice, and I've already paid, like, $3,000, and today's quote is, like, $1,800. And even, like, you just saying, like, you normally a surgery is, like, $1,000 for... I think they've got down, like, a salpingotomy.
Salpingectomy.
Salpingotomy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just wasn't really, like, because I don't know, like, to be honest, I can't really afford, like, $5,000 this week. So my friend goes to you guys and she sees Brock and she said that you guys are a lot more cost-friendly than the Unusual Pet Vets, and to check with you guys. But how much is the consult if the surgery is at, like, around $1,000?
So being around $1,000, that I do believe would be inclusive of the consultation as well. Look, it's not going to, I'm not going to say that it will be, you know, exactly $1,000 and we won't go over, but it'd be generally for a lot of the kind of surgeries that we do, if it's not taking too long and they recover well and we don't have any, you know, complications, then generally around that $1,000 mark, $1,200, $1,300 would probably be the estimate. But like I said, with coming to us and doing the full consultation, we would be able to estimate that a lot better. You know, with some of these guys, there are different things that we look out for that might potentially extend out that estimation or bring it in a little bit. You know, for situations like this, it's just best to kind of come in. We'll discuss all of that. Dr. Brock, you've picked the 1 week that Dr. Brock has off. So his next day that he's due in is September 2nd, which is a Tuesday. And we can go through all of that kind of stuff, but I'm not too sure what you want to do. Is she otherwise, like, bright, alert, responsive, eating well?
She's bright, alert, responsive. The only, like, changes in her, obviously, like, she is, like, a bit more, like, sleepy, lethargic, like, a bit more sleepy during the day. She's a little bit more, like, fluffed up. But, like, in terms of, like, she will still happily, like, like look for food. She'll like, I don't know, make noises, and like she'll accept pats and all that kind of stuff. So she's like all right, but she had the first egg removal like 2 weeks ago, so it's been about 2 weeks that she hasn't like passed that last fragment, and she hasn't really like recovered in terms of she's not back to normal. I wouldn't say so, but, and I'm just not sure, like September the 2nd is only like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days away, but at the same time, maybe 5 days is like...
It's too many.
I
agree. And we also have full appointments the rest of the week with Dr. Vanessa, who's the other vet here. And it's been a bit of a busy week here. So if you wanted to just, you know, think it over and think about how you want to go about it, we can definitely arrange for you guys to have, you know, a consultation here. Dr. Brock is very good, and he's very understanding of people's situations. So I think if you wanted to just think it over, you know, discuss with the Unusual Pet Vets what you want to do. If you think that it's unreasonable to spend that amount, which they have been known to overcharge, I will admit.
They're so expensive. Last year, both my birds got coccidia and they missed the diagnosis and still charged me $6,000 when they both died. So I'm a little bit scarred.
I think just think it over and see what you want to do, and then you can give me a call back and we can go through, go from there.
Do you think, like if she's got an egg fragment inside and she's obviously, like, it is causing her, like to be like not back to normal, is an extra 5 days even feasible to wait?
I wouldn't want to comment on that. You know, with these guys, it's very hard to assume really anything about them without having them seen. You know, they don't display those pain signs like a lot of other animals do. They really do try and hide it. I think that if you wanted to just think it over and see what you want to do. And if we book you guys in for Tuesday, I think just keep a very close eye on her. And if there is any deterioration or anything else like that, then bring her in to, because I believe the Unusual Pet Vets are open 7 days. You can bring her in. But if you wanted to, I understand that it's a bit of a big decision. I think just think it over, and you can give me a call back, and we can go through and discuss any other questions that you guys might have.
Yeah, and you said Dr. Vanessa's like fully booked out with you guys this week anyway.
Yes, yeah. So let me just have a look. Barring any emergency consultations that we get, which there's just we don't book any space out for them, it's just come in and we'll see them. Barring anything, any appointments like that, there's going to be no standard consultations left until Tuesday when Brock's back, the second vet. And so I think, like I said, it is a big decision. Just think it over and see what you want to do with it all, and I'm happy to kind of go through and discuss any other questions with you guys if you did have any. And yeah, we can book you in with Dr. Brock when he is back. Definitely. On Tuesday, but I think
the risk is the time frame, and if she even really, like, I guess she does need the operation if she's not pooping out that last egg fragment. But it's like that operation, like, is also very risky.
It does depend. Like with smaller fragments, they should be able to resorb those particles. But if she hasn't in 2 weeks, I'm not too sure if it won't happen or if it's just delayed, or, you know, because she could just be compromised and there's issues with that. I think that, it's quite a tricky situation. So just see what you guys want to do, and I can go through any other questions with you guys if you did want to decide to wait until Tuesday. But it's a hard situation because I don't want to say it'll, you know, be okay until Tuesday, because it's very hard to assume that, and I wouldn't want to be the person to say it will and it's not okay. I do just have another caller, so just bear with me a second. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Exotic Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes.
Thank you for holding there. So, yeah, it, 5 days is a while if she's feeling unwell or anything like that. So discuss with the unusual pet vets just to see if there's any other options or what the other goes are, what they might recommend. And if you're still not happy with the pricing or the service or anything else like that, then, yeah, just give us a call and we can kind of go through and discuss that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think just take some time to think it over just so you're not feeling like you just made a rash decision.
Yeah, and if you guys, like, when you say, like, you have emergency, what if I, like, don't go in today and then, like, tomorrow or something, like, she's really unwell? Does that mean I can just come to you guys and that would be, like, an emergency?
Yeah, and it would be an emergency consultation, which is a little bit more than the $170 consultation fee. Let me have a look how much it is. But, yeah, we could book you in and have some time booked out for you. It would be in between other consults and we would be juggling a fair bit, but it'd be, you know, something that we could potentially manage. So just bear with me.
And is Dr. Vanessa as good as Dr. Brock at surgery?
Yeah, so Dr. Vanessa's done a lot of surgery. She's the head vet here and she's the owner of the practice. So she's done a lot of surgery and she's got a lot of experience with anything in general. Like, she's very, very good with a lot of that stuff. And so just bear with me a second. I think the products, here we go. So the emergency consultation is $240. But we would be able to, you know, try and book you guys in for a consult. It would be a lot of juggling around and everything like that, but we could potentially manage it. So we have other options. If you wanted to just think it over, I completely understand the situation and the decision. So just let me know if there's any other questions and we can kind of go through what you decide.
And if I call back and I'm like, oh, we'd like to come in tomorrow for the emergency, would that still, like, do you think the total price would be around, like, $1,240 if I include the emergency?
Potentially. Like, I think our prices are a lot better, but Dr. Vanessa would go through and kind of discuss the fees and everything associated, but I would estimate around that 1,000 mark, give or take, would be a fair assumption, but like I said, there's a lot that goes into that, and Dr. Vanessa would be able to discuss the fees and anything associated with that with you, just to kind of give some clarity for you. So, if you wanted to, I'll let you go, have a little think, and I'll get back to this other caller, and then you can let me know with what you decide.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
No worries. Bye.